Yes, now, and welcome back to episode 106 of the Top Loaded Podcast. And this week we are joined by a few very special guests. So actually, I say one special guest and a recurring person that seems to just can't get away. I've got to remember to revoke the invite. It just doesn't work. But most importantly, we'll start off with a maiden trip to the Top Loaded Podcast for the one, the only Zerkalex, obviously also known as Harry. So if there's Harry, there's Harry, there's Harry, there's Harry, and Harry. And, but there's new Harry on the block, so Harry, or Zer, whatever you want to be known as, because it's up to you, but welcome along to the Top Loaded Podcast.
Thank you. Thank you. A man of many names I am, but Zer in the card industry. Yeah. Thank you for having me on.
Like I was saying, then, yeah, Jack, how are you?
Welcome back, everyone, to the Top Loaded Podcast. It's great to be on, and thanks for having me on as well. Looking forward to having a good chat about the new venture, so to speak. So let's get chatting.
Like I say, before we do talk about everything dub breaks and the future of the breaking within the UK and around the world, but most importantly, this episode is brought to you by the one and only Third Down Displays, your number one go-to spot for everything from card supplies to custom card hands to storage to display. And if they got it, you probably need it, so might as well head over there. Even revealers for breaks. Well, we should actually be talking about that, because he actually has found a bit of branding. Definitely wasn't spending the last 15 minutes trying to put up a banner. But if you head over to Third Down Displays and use TTP10 at checkout, I'll get you 10% off everything. So obviously, Dub Breaks is the new kid on the block in terms of the breaking world. Fantastic purple brand, as was beautifully demonstrated there. So before I come over to you, sir, so what made you join the world of breaking? Because obviously, it's a very different landscape now than what it has been in the past.
Yeah, it is. And I think, like, I mean, for me, when I got into the hobby was, I think, when most people got into the hobby, the height of COVID, and my first people I broke with were actually, you know, GBW and trading over at Trade Wii, and when they were doing their traditional F1 Chrome. And that was when I was back in university. So I was like, I'm happy to just sit inside, enter in. But now it's more, okay, what can we do here? And I think we will also attest to this, that he was very, very eager to get back breaking after he has had a short spell on the sideline, shall we say. But more importantly, breaking what he wants to break as well. And I think that's key as well. It's breaking products that we want to break and we think there's an appetite for. We've done one break so far with more on the site. And obviously, that's something we want to address and make sure we're producing stuff that everybody wants to see, classic, new, old. But we just want to bring variety, I guess, to the breaking world. And it's not all about breaking the newest products on the block, but also going back to some of these classics like, you know, the rookie year mix that we've got up. So just looking at some different types of products, different types of card sets, and, getting hands on products that perhaps when I first joined the hobby, I didn't actually get the chance to, but not for myself, but for everyone and to share out and for other people. But yeah.
Yeah, so obviously come over to you, Jack. Obviously, like, I think the massive thing there is being unique. It's very easy to fall into a pattern of breaking just the new sets. Obviously, especially now it's thick and fast in the season. You've got gold, you've got simplest that, you've got prism, you've got breakaway, you've got choice, you've got blasters, you've got retail. But it's not always just about that latest set. Obviously, it's always important to have the new products, but it's always nice to throw it back as well. Like you say, with the rookie mixers, or there's a women's breakup as well. But it's nice as well for people to feel like they can just not just do the latest stuff. Like there's some players that might no longer be, for example, you said like F1 there, might not be driving on. So is that a massive thing for you guys as well, that you do bring the wide range of stuff? Because some people might not like the recent stuff, or even like Premier League or stuff like that. Teams might not be in sets.
Yeah, no, I've on my off season, so to speak, as Zer referred to, I was entering a lot of breaks, as you both well know.
Just the off season. I think that's been wrong.
That's been going on for far too long. I was just being, you know, sort of researching, I guess, different breakers and how they do things. And one of the big breakers I sort of got involved with the most was Golden Goal. And I think that's what they do the best, is the variety. And it's not just the new stuff. I know they're doing tons of Prism at the moment, as they do, because they've got the customer base for it. But just the way they do things, like their principles when it comes to breaking, is something I thought we'd latch on to when we started ours. But yeah, no, as you say, we are trying to get as much variety as possible. Got the obviously have done one break, which was Prism, that did quite well. So it was good to get, you know, a few customers through the door with the new stuff. But at the same time, if people want to chase some of those big rookies like that Bellingham rookie, I don't think it's going to be beaten for a while. Then yeah, go back to that break, and it does include the box that I like, still my favorite box to date, Topps Finest 2020-2021, incredible. Yeah, I don't really know what else to say, to be honest. Other than yeah, just trying to get the variety. It's like a KFC Wicked Variety Bucket, very good bucket by the way. We're trying to cover all aspects.
Obviously, other fast food venues are available, but obviously, we come back to you. So obviously, now we see it a lot where a lot of breakers are now on a certain platform, obviously, that is widely used, which is Whatnot, I think. But obviously, your first one was on Twitch, and you're looking at YouTube as well. Was that another big thing as well, that it gives you a bit more freedom as well? And also, don't get me wrong, Whatnot's great, but surely actually being able to stream in widescreen has got to be a big reason. It's a better viewing display for the actual people buying into it rather than being limited to such a narrow like view.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. I think one of the things that was key for me actually when we were talking about doing this and then actually bringing it to life was we did it on a platform that was either Twitch or YouTube. As the viewing experience is so key to whatever you do. And I think the other thing for me is when you're watching Whatnot streams, like I've been watching Whatnot streams recently, but I've been watching, you know, Twitch or whatever else, YouTube streams recently for various breaks. Whatnot, it's just so chaotic because everything's on the screen. It's difficult to first and foremost, you know, see all the hits that are on screen, which is what I like with the widescreen is YouTube as well, because you know, it brings us a nice opportunity to display our lovely card stands if they have arrived or not. I think they have arrived. They arrived. You got them?
They are. I can get them.
Right, there we go. Okay, but yeah, it gives you a chance to like display all the card, like, you know, say you're breaking a case of F1. I'm F1, so breaking a case of F1 Chrome, you can have all your autos out there. Maybe you can have another 25 of 5. And if, you know, once in the blue moon you hit a super fractor, you can have that on display as well. Whereas you're quite limited to what you can and can't show on the screen. And here are the beautiful car stands.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Fantastic. By the way, did you get them at Fur Down Displays?
Yeah, and we use code TTP10 as well.
It's just sensational. Like that, I've definitely not planted that either, even though I did tell him about 38 times to say use TTP10. But like we say, it's just even just showing them stands off there. I think we've seen before that when you are watching, it's nice, even sometimes, especially at rookie mixers, for example, the Bellingham, even a base refractor Bellingham, which might not be able to get on screen if you only see two or three, but having that widescreen option, it shows you can put so much more on. But also, you can actually see the boxes properly as well that you are breaking in the mixers or multiple boxes.
Yeah, no, I absolutely agree. And I think it's so much nicer knowing that you've got, you know, you can actually physically see the products. Like when we've been breaking previously, when I've been joined We Breaking previously, you could always see this massive wall, like if it was a case or whatever, you could always see a massive wall of boxes behind, and it's just so satisfying to see them then, you know, taking one from there and being annoying and turning one around, but that doesn't matter. But yeah, no, it's just so much clearer. And I also think the stream quality is much better as well. I just think it's a clearer picture. And you understand what you could. I think the difficult thing with Whatnot is you accidentally, you know, you're not tune out, but you look away for 5 seconds.
Yeah.
And you come back and something else could be on the wall, something else could have happened, and you're not quite aware of what's going on in the broader picture. Whereas with YouTube and Twitch as your streaming mediums, they're really, really good platforms just to be able to catch up on what's happened. You know, you can rewind and then maybe skip through a little bit. You know, I'm not saying people join streams to watch back and, you know, skip Wee's lovely voice. I have obviously done that many times. You know, you can do that. You catch up on what you missed, but then also come back to the real-time action as well. And I think one more thing just to add to this was obviously with the website element of things as well. I think we both thought, what is there a bit of a gap within the market for at the minute? And what, you know, can be different to your Whatnot sales, to your Instagram sales, you know, having it nicely laid out on a beautifully designed website and seeing the product, seeing the listings, you know, comparing the prices and just having that physical ability to not feel like all the information is crammed into one small screen or place. I when I use Whatnot, time on my phone, or I've got something else going on, a notification coming down and things cheering up. When you're on a laptop, you're just sat there, or maybe your phone then as well, but it's so clearly laid out, and it's so easy to use the interface. But yeah, I think that's key as well.
I was going to say, I think it'd be rude not to mention the third member as well, that is obviously the driving force behind Dub Breaks, obviously clinical cars as well. But is it important when you was doing it as a group, that you was to get the right people and right mindset? Because especially with how braking is at the moment, it can, a lot of times it's one person either in charge or there's a main focal point within it. But being a group, do you think that's going to be really good as well? Because you can bounce ideas off each other. Do you think it's going to be beneficial to be like in a three, but then also with a bigger team with you as well?
Three people as well who are into their cards and not sort of half-hearted with it all. I think that's a big thing. You know, just need the interest in cards, knowledge of it as well. And if things do sort of blow up, which, you know, it will be slow to start with, as it always is with new companies, then having three bodies behind the business will be very, very handy going forward. So, fingers crossed things do progress, and us three can take it forward. We've got a good team of support behind us as well, including yourself, Mr. LP, and the women's side of things. We've got the fantastic Sri as well. I'll tell you what, that guy, it's a card life on Instagram. He is nothing short of sensational with his work. He's running the Twitter page as well, or X, whatever it's known as these days. And Daz, Card Creative, is obviously... what happened to his... Yeah, so third down now, operate the backboards and stuff like that, which he used to do. So... glad for him, because obviously back in the trade we days, we gave him the nickname Daz Mag Sticker Man. So it's good to see it stuck and went on to sell. So good on him. And who else is part of it? Was that it?
Well, Jay, who's done some lovely graphics for us, designed the banner that we spent about 15 minutes trying to set up and realised the pole was too big.
Yeah.
And then obviously our good friend Lav Breaks, with some lovely insight into the hobby and through his experiences of being a customer
I was going to say that perfectly leads into my next one, because obviously there's been a few different breaks up at the moment, and obviously coming over to you, obviously it's very challenging at beginning of anything, especially in the card world, because it's such a niche pool of people who would be buying spots. So obviously it's always been in your mind that spots might take a little bit, but is there any challenges you faced so far, especially like selling spots or anything around the actual company itself, that you might be like, for anyone who's thinking about starting up, or if you were to do it again, that you would change, or even wish that you kind of knew?
Yeah, I mean, first things first, I think the biggest challenge we've faced is building an audience naturally, and generating enough of a following to then be able to put these breaks out and go live, and then also appealing to different audiences. I think one thing that's been really helpful is we've had that core audience of people that, some of them, you know, are these, you know, your JJ's, Threes, your Labs, and Daz, etc. behind the scenes, and yourself, of course, that have bought into the breaks and helped us and promoted things on socials. But the other side of things is some of the people that used to enter breaks under Wii's previous guys, and they've sort of come in and come across, and we're slowly starting to see more and more names come across to join the venture. But I think it's definitely the biggest challenge has been building that audience originally, and then I guess the other thing is competing with a lot of these people who have access to unlimited, I say unlimited, quite a lot of resource, quite a lot of, you know, backing and the ability to run breaks at, you know, near cost price, which obviously is going to attract, you know, we understand and completely appreciate that's going to attract more people than a break that's, you know, say at least £2 a spot higher than that one is per se. But, you know, these things do take time, and it's not been, you know, the quickest of starts, I think we're happy to admit. But other things that have been difficult is probably, you know, we've actually, you know, had discounts, we've done price drops, and it's just communicating that to buyers and the audience, and we've done that through social channels. But even then, we've seen a bit of stagnation in our sales, and even people just directing traffic to the website. So I think we, you know, one of our next steps is going to be looking into the use of Meta tools more, and what we can do to drive eyeballs to the websites and to the Instagram page. But it is tough to start up in, I mean, at this point in time, I'd say more people are leaving the hobby than are entering, because it had that pandemic boom, people coming in, and now people are like, well, you know, I've got to the point where I want to leave, get a bit of money back on my investments, and see where we are. But hopefully there's more people coming into the hobby, and you know, we can continue to build our audience base and see how it goes across the next few months.
Oh yeah, definitely. I think it's a very good point. I think everyone watching along, listening along, where maybe will experience it, whether they're in the breaking capacity, buying, selling, that it's always a trickier one. It's always getting that first bit off the ground. Once you normally get the ball rolling, as a matter of speech, like it does start flying in. But over to you now, obviously with your background in content creation, stuff like that, is there anything you've thought about doing differently to like the convenient, such traditional ways of breaking? Like, is there any other forms of content you're thinking about doing? Because it seems to me, like before obviously getting on board, it seems like it's a real community feeling around it. So is there anything else going along with it? I know a lot of people have like Discord channels. Have you got the same kind of thing that you're trying to promote this real community aspect to it?
Yeah, so we've got a Discord. Been trying to push that on the socials recently as well. So, yeah, there will be some giveaways going on there as well. So trying to just build up a community, which I feel like you can't really get on Whatnot, for example. I don't feel like there's much more of a community aspect to that when you're streaming on there. Just like customers coming and going into a stream, not really interacting. But with my past experience in breaking, which was quite a few years, the Discord channel does produce a very nice community. So that's one we had to set up straight away, just to build up the audience and to inform people of what's going on nicely. And yeah, other things we're doing, we did actually film some Dublin content at the Dublin Card Show, which I have still got on my computer. Will I edit it? Hopefully. Hopefully I'll get round to it. But yeah, I feel like more card show content will be good, getting like time lapses set up, you know, of us behind the stall. Don't know when the next card show will be. Not too sure. We'll have to find out. But yeah, stuff like that. Unboxings, not live rips, but I think Hammy did a F1 Chrome rip on the channel as well. So yeah, any sort of personal boxes like that, we'll probably film, put it on the channel, and you know, build up some views that way. And yeah, get people talking in the comment section, and if people want breaks for it, then you know, leave us a comment, subscribe, all that good stuff. Yeah, I think that's pretty much it we've got planned for content wise maybe some tier list videos, stuff like that, just interactive stuff. I think that's the most important thing.
As I say, I think people always love to know, my thing that I've always had with Whatnot, I know you referred to it a little bit there, but you don't always learn about the person behind the camera. So it's very hard to build that rapport with the person breaking, especially if you're not, most of the time you're not seeing their face as well. So you're not you could literally be standing next to the person who breaks the product and you wouldn't necessarily know. So obviously the caption, obviously on the website, which is slogan go by the collector for the collector, is obviously, I think it's a brilliant motto slash statement to go with. So it's always about that. Obviously we've said it already, community aspect, but when you're doing the breaks, I think the perfect example is that women's mixer that you're doing, an absolute fantastic giveaway, that anyone who buys a spot, you get entered into a chance of winning the Lauren James spot. I can't remember the last time I see something like that for a break, or even just like a lower spot. It's not that, it's one of the biggest spots of the break. So even that, it's giving back to people who are helping you out, taking spots, but also just getting involved.
Yeah, we had that discussion, didn't we? We were like, oh, which spot should we look at giving away? And my first thoughts weren't, you know, oh, let's go for a lower end spot. It's like, no, let's actually reward people with something that will hold a bit of value, a bit more. You know, it's a big name, and Lauren James is one of the biggest chasers in some of the, you know, the women's mix that we've got, to be honest. You know, other than your Barcelona duo Bon Matty and Paraloeo and what's her name? Yeah, I keep forgetting it.
Tell us.
Yeah. But yeah, it's one of those where it's like, well, what can we do to give back a bit more? What can we do to be a bit different? And it just made sense to us. It just made sense to say, look, if no matter what spot you buy, be it BS Hacken or the Bon Matty or Butella spots, you're in, you know, one purchase is a chance. It doesn't matter. Everyone's a level playing field. You can enter in at this point, or you can enter in at this point, and we're more than happy for you to have the chance at, you know, doing something like that and getting a potentially hitting a nice card from it. And obviously, there's, you know, the dual autos that she's got in there as well, and obviously regular autos as well. So it's a nice, nice spot to give away. But it is very much, you know, when I was entering greats and referring back to the motto, it's definitely something that I thought, you know, I would, being on the other side of the wall, let's say, I'd love the chance to do that. You know, even if I bought in at Atalanta or whoever, whilst there's a chance of getting as an Arsenal fan, an Arsenal spot, you know, something like that, it'd be really cool to me. So I just thought, what would I do, you know, if I was on the other side? I'd be like, oh yeah, that's a great, great, great shout. So yeah, I remember the discussion we had, and we were both like, yeah, it's an obvious thing to do.
Yeah, I think, like I say, it's always nice for breakers to give back. But just looking forward to, obviously, where you've got three breaks live on at the moment as we speak. There's three breaks filling at the moment. So what was the mindset behind them? Because it's quite a nice range of product. Obviously, you've got a retro mixer. You've got a current Prism one, obviously, for breakaway. And then you've got a women's Sapphire Chrome and first year Chrome. So obviously, that's shown already that there's a wide range of stuff going to be coming. Is that a reflective of what's coming for the future as well? That it's not always just going to be similar things. There's going to be different breaks. Obviously, I know with F1 background as well, that would be brought into it. But do you think that's going to be saying as well, it's going to be a selling point of, it's not always just going to be for the hobbies like soccer, obviously our football, but it's going to be a wide range of stuff coming to dub breaks.
Oh, yeah. Like, you best believe when there's a new Disney box, I will be breaking that. Because that's my element, and we all know this. So, yeah, we'll be doing some Disney boxes. I don't know, and any other sort of pop culture things which interest us. Which, you know, but actual boxes, as we adhered to, good word there, as we adhered to earlier, boxes we want to break, like quality boxes. It's like with the, so our first break was obviously the rookie mixer. We put that up as our launch break, so to speak, and it went down like a lead balloon. But long run, it is a very, very good break to have up there just for people to be getting involved with because of that Bellingham chase. And it's not just Bellingham, for Christ's sake. You've got Pedri, Musiala. You've even got Messi's last year at Barcelona cards, Cristiano Ronaldo at Juve, Camavinga, a bit of an underrated one, Doku, another rookie. There's the names in there, even for you Gooners, Jurrien Timber, who is a buyer's giveaway in that break as well. Again, another rookie. So, and that again was the year we came with the hobby sort of boomed, didn't it? So, it will resonate with quite a few collectors, hopefully. But yeah, as you say, definitely bringing in a lot of variety, different sports. Try and learn some other American sports. Obviously, I'll probably won't be breaking them because I don't want to be that guy who doesn't have a clue about what he's breaking. But yeah, we'll give some things a go. Some things might not work, some things will, but at the end of the day, hopefully we'll give you a good customer experience.
I think that's another thing, obviously, that's another one as well, is making sure everyone, obviously it's impossible for any breaker that every single person is going to hit in a break. That's just impossible. I think everyone understands that once you understand break. But the actual customer, like service slash customer relationship, is a massive part of dub breaks by what I've heard. So how much is, like we've said before, it's about the hobby, it's about the community, but importantly, it's giving that best time, whether it's one break, six breaks, how many people engage, the best possible time with dub breaks while they're either watching, breaking, just talking or engaging.
I think the thing is, when you enter a break, you know, you're not just entering the break. Like, I mean, yes, there is the element of you're entering the break to get cars, hit something, maybe for your personal collection or to sell on, but you're spending a lot of time watching that break happen. And it's about being entertaining and being engaging and, you know, chatting along with people, asking questions or making general points, or, you know, perhaps the football's on in the background. I mean, as we're recording this, Chelsea Newcastle, you know, is the current game on. So, you know, imagine we're sat here, you know, on the YouTube or Twitch chat and it's just go, oh, Chelsea won. I'm like, oh, who scored? You know, just some general chit chat, you know, stuff like that. And then the other thing is being interactive and active on our socials, on our Discord, and any questions, you know, trying to be as quickly as we can to respond to them and trying to make sure that people feel valued and welcome, you know, they want to come back. And sometimes I think at least my experiences, I found some, you know, some breakers to be a bit, you know, cold. It's just, yeah, oh, here's the card. Yep, gone. It's a bit like, oh, this is a really nice card. You know, someone might have, say, the Luton spot in Prism. Obviously, there's a lot of rookies in the Luton spot in say the breakaway. And we hit was it Namari Bell to 10, wasn't it? I think, yeah. It was, you know, a Luton collector, that's a huge hit. And, you know, people might be a bit, you know, disappointed that it's a loot and whatever, but to the person who's got the looting spot, that's incredible. Usually, like, you open it up and you go, oh, wow, you know, that's Amari Dove 10. Great hit for you. Congratulations on that one. Rather than, oh, that could have been a Cobby Mainoo to 10, or that could have been a Lewis Miley to 10. You know, that kind of thing. It's just about engaging with them, you know, knowing that someone's brought in to try and get something like that as well. And just being, you know, upbeat about everything, because to someone, it still means a lot that they've hit that card. Yeah. So, yeah.
I was going to say, it's perfectly put. And obviously, now if we just briefly talk about the future, obviously it's very hard when, like, especially if you're a breaking company, it's so early doors. But obviously, it's always good to somewhat plan for the future, but obviously still keeping the here and now the most important aspect. So obviously, you would have discussed at some point about potential thing. I know you said there, like Disney, potentially branching into maybe American sports. But is there anything that you'd like for it to go down, or anything certain way of? Obviously, I think the dream is everyone, like, I think no doubt everyone who watching this list have heard of people like Golden Goal or Southern America, where it's nice for them, they can do 3, 4, 5 cases. Is that like, is there any plans you've got, like you'd say, like, oh, that's a really nice long-term goal, something to aim for? Because I always find, especially when I was podcasting or my personal, it's always nice to have them long-term goals, obviously short, mid, long-term goals. Is there anything like that that you've discussed at Dub Breaks, or even for you personally at Dub Breaks, what you'd love to be opening? Is it by a case, or is it a certain product? Like, how is there anything like on the dream board, so to speak?
I mean, I'd love to do multi cases. I think that would be great fun to break, even to sort. I think it'd be okay-ish because they don't usually ship base cards.
Yeah, so, disclaimer: no base cards being sorted.
Someone's got PL store cases as well.
Oh, God, not store cases. But yeah, so. For example, if we were doing multi-case, you just put the base card into a box and that's done straight away, and you're just sorting, you're pretty much just sorting top-loaded cards, which is a lot better than sorting out sleeve cards and non-base cards. They just slip everywhere, especially Prism. But yeah, no, that's my personal long-term goal, doing the multi-cases. I can't really think of anything else at the top of my head, but...
Yeah, sorry, I'm just quickly to add to that. I think for me as well, like multi-case as well, but I'm assuming that, you know, for you, Willie, it's like multi-cases of Disney and stuff that you really wanted to have. Can you imagine a multi-case of Disney? So it's like, that's for me, like a multi-case of F1, or like a case, you know, let's say for me, F1 personally, a case.
Is he muted?
Yeah, I think he's muted himself. This is lovely. it's just lovely. I love it when this happens. When and then it's a great aspect because me and you, we looked at each other thinking, what is he going on about? Thinking, is it at our end? But it's in fact at his end. And we still can't hear him. So let him just work that out in the background. Just see him smiling away. But obviously, while he's sort of having technical problems, as they do say in the trade, just referring back to your, like, the cases one. Obviously, we've been in similar breaks at the same time, where it's breakaway, prism. When it comes to cases, do you find that gives the end customer, the person buying into the break, a feeling that they've got more chance of hitting? Because obviously, by the law of averages, if you're in 12 boxes rather than one, do you think that's becoming a bigger trend now? So obviously, in America, it's big. Not as much in the UK that people do it by the case. Do you think that could be a trend to start in the UK, that people actually go by the case? You do get here and there. I say, obviously, everyone knows TFF. He does big mixes. He just recently done a 75 boxer, a prism. Them higher quantity breaks is still not really broke into the UK yet.
No, I think that's one of the first ones like that he's done as well, and sold out quite quick. Mm. So I think there is demand for it, but it's just for us just starting up to go straight in for something like that would be, you know, terrible. But yeah, personally, when I'm entering breaks, I do like the multi cases. That's the breaks I look out for, and the ones which are quite creative as well, and how they do it, like, you know, TFF with multiple varieties of prism cases, Golden Goal as well. Yeah, I like that type of thing. So fingers crossed in the future we can do some multi cases and be sat here for a few hours opening boxes. I mean, I couldn't think of anything better, to be honest. It just won't be enough space for the base cards, but
Yeah, now we're going to go back over to our colleague live at the scene, as Zerklex, after he's experienced some technical difficulties. So back over to you, Zer, for your abbreviation. We don't know where you was at. We just see you mumbling. So obviously we were talking about like short-term, mid-term, long-term goals of the break. So anything for your perspective that you'd like to aim towards slash open? Because I've got a feeling it could revolve around something to do with F1, maybe first Sapphire or first Chrome definitely could be involved in that.
First and foremost, before I begin my tirade of Formula One speak, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear
Perfect.
You.
Perfect. Right. you've both seen I'm using the most sketch setup as well. Like my headphones I use for my PlayStation, the microphone is like sat over there. Anyway, yeah, so I was actually saying like it'd be so like for me amazing to do like let's not push the boat out as far and say a case of Chrome 2020, a case of Chrome 2020 Sapphire, and a dynasty, you know, a box of Dynasty mixer, something like that. That would be unreal for me because I didn't get my hands on a box of Dynasty. I haven't actually touched a box of F1 Dynasty at all. So to even, you know, have the chance to break that would be great. But then at the same time, we've got to be realistic and look at the audiences we've got. And, you know, but let's say that's a dream. Let's say that's a dream product. But I think another thing that we just touched on was break formats and things that we, you know, be looking to do differently. So let's take two examples. Let's take F1 as an example. We could do, you know, we did previously a build your team. You'd get a team principal, you get two drivers, and then you get something else as well that I can't remember off the top of my head. But, you know, something different to the usual pick your team, kind of break. And something else, you know, which might work, which might be like a, you know, build your dream five a side team in a soccer break or something like that. You know, other things, other concepts that we can look into and we want to do, because that's something that actually can engage people and is more interactive for the viewer. You know, you're actually sat there in a chat going, oh, if I don't get the Bellingham spot, I want the Camavinga spot, or if I don't get the Camavinga spot, I want the Adeyemi spot. You know, it's actually engaging someone to think about what cars they want and what spots they want and to buy in. So it's to get to a point where we're able to, I think that's another thing, get to the point where we're able to comfortably do these kind of things and offer these different formats. You know, we might have a, you know, say we do the same mix that we have again. We might offer a, you know, not random say, but like draft. You know, we do a UCL finals mix a draft, and then we, you know, we do a pick your team alongside that for the same boxes. So it's, you know, you've got two different experiences with the same set of products. Just something different for everyone. And I mean, long term, just to be able to consistently do it and consistently get, you know, the engagement, be consistently streaming. I just think the consistency in the long term is what I'm hoping for.
Yeah, I think it's similar on no matter what format it is, breaking, content creation, podcast, no matter what it is, consistency is always key within the hobby. It's keeping everyone engaged. It's keeping keeping your name still out there. And I think especially when you're starting up, you're starting from a blank canvas. There's not a recurring people that just come back naturally and check you, especially like I think a perfect example, and I think it went quite well, was that first break on Twitch. That the numbers when you was doing it was actually reaching quite well numbers for the first ever stream. Obviously, that was down to difficulties with YouTube and all of their rules behind not streaming without a certain amount of followers. But was you quite surprised, even the demand, not even the demand, but just the engagement in that first stream alone on Twitch from probably 40 minutes before it went live, you announcing that it was going on Twitch?
Yeah, because we put a post up saying debut stream, YouTube, go subscribe. And then about half an hour later, we realized, oh, wait, we can't stream on YouTube. What do we do now? And Twitch, there we are. And we were, as you say, getting some really, really strong numbers for a debut stream on there, which was announced such last minute, lack of followers. And I think that's what Twitch does bring as a live streaming platform. So I think we're going to stick with that. Use YouTube for the content, like the vlogs, the whatever other stuff we've got planned, as we hinted or adhered to earlier. I'm impressed. And it shows that something was working, that we were getting those types of numbers. And hopefully we can continue to grow that upon the next stream, which hopefully will be soon, because we've got some very exciting breaks on the website.
Yeah, I know it's not in the grand scheme of things, it's not, but isn't it nice as well? Are we going on Twitch and be able to play some music that you actually want to play rather than a royalty free music that you got to find the right playlist for on YouTube?
Yeah, that is a game changer, especially when it comes to, you know, Christmas time, where we can play some absolute anthems. over Christmas. So, yeah, hopefully things are still moving swimmingly towards next Christmas. I don't know how have we just referred to Christmas in March, but yeah, here we are. That would be fantastic. I'm looking forward to it.
No, like I say, I think it's a massive one going forward, because how the UK is with breakers at the moment is a few like big hitters with like subsets underneath and different people breaking for them. And then obviously you still got quite a few neutral ones, but it's nice to see someone coming onto the scene who's going to try something different, try and make it fresh, I'd say. So obviously before we do wrap up this, obviously it's a massive thing about knowing the people who are breaking. Obviously there's a great section on the website where it lets you meet the team, but obviously we all know Jack's PCs by now, even though we will clarify to see if he has started any new ones since he was last on. But obviously, so for people that might not know as much about what you do collect or your Instagram page, just let them know like who you're kind of collecting at the moment as well, because obviously with the new F1 and obviously you didn't have to. But what is your PC and like what do you collect? Because no doubt people are going to be messaging you after this trying to sell you some cards.
Well, do you know what? I think I've got one of the most rogue Arsenal player PCs going at the minute. So I'll start off with football and F1 mainly. I've got a little grading pile here, and it's going to be the wrong way around. But for people that are watching this and can actually visibly see it, my first, Arsenal PC player is Jakub Kivior, who's got very few Arsenal cards. So I've gone from trying to get his select Serie A rainbow. From like when he was at Spezia, just before he moved in last January. Alongside him at Arsenal, I've got a bit of a, like you, a Granit Xhaka PC, which doesn't quite extend to Leverkusen yet, but I'm sure you'll convince me into extending it on to Granit at Leverkusen. And then this year's Prism, trying to rainbow Trossard. I thought he's quite, who do I quite like watching, Trossard with his quick feet and something different as well. And then obviously Kivior's got a few cards input in there. So if anyone's got an emergent Kivior number to 10, if you can get them to 50 or to 5, let me know. I will be buying it. And then moving on to F1. Long story short, I worked at the Goodwood Festival of Speed in COVID years, when it first year got reopened after COVID. And I met Liam Lawson, the Kiwi driver who is a Red Bull reserve driver, AlphaTauri reserve driver, filled in last year for Daniel Ricciardo for a few races and scored points. And I collected him since his first cars in 2021 came out, and I've nearly got the full rainbow of one of his cars. I'm just missing a few of fives and a one of one, and I'm there. And then alongside him in this year's F1 Chrome, Victor Martins, the French driver for ART. And I did have a few Gasly cards, but I've kind of slowed on the Gasly front. But yeah, no, mainly like a few rogue players. I think I actually think it's more fun to go away from like your mainstream, like Saka, Martinelli. Mm. I have got a few Erdegaard, but I think it's more fun to try and collect someone a bit different and have a unique PC. But that's just my take on it. But yeah.
Yeah. Talking about unique, coming over to the man who likes to collect everything to do with the hoops. Obviously, mainly Eze, but now concise. Anyone who's ever wore a QPR shirt, no matter if it's one game or 500 games. So is there any players that have managed to windle your way in after a very busy end of the January transfer market?
Oh, there is. I just want to pick up on Zer's sort of Tony Adams-esque hand movement he was doing a minute ago. I don't know if anyone was watching that. anyway, let's continue on. That did make me chuckle. So obviously Queen's Park Rangers just signed Michael Frey, missed a penalty the other night, but I have got his rainbow going from Top's Finest. Who else is there? A few others don't actually have cards, which is annoying. Couple of stickers, Lucas Anderson. But me and Zer actually share the same gorilla ship, so I've...
I was going to say, do you want me to open it up and see how much you've defaced my gorilla ship?
I've been sending a fair few of my Queen's Park Rangers themed cards over there. And Chloe Kelly, which of course is Queen's QPR themed as well. Ironically, Arsenal themed as well, Chloe Kelly, former Gooner. So there we go. There's a common link there. Anyone else I'm sort of PCing at the moment? Obviously, the Toy Story, the lads, Buzz and Wood. Charlie Austin still after the two for that rainbow.
Why didn't you say Woody? Why is it Buzz and Wood? I don't know,
to be honest. So I'm still after the two for the Charlie Austin rainbow, the out of 5 and the out of 25 from Topps Chrome Premier League. 2019. So other than that, I think I'm just, I do want to get some more Asmir Begovic cards and Steve Cook, because I love Steve Cook.
Like we say, it's definitely intriguing. So if you have any Steve Cook Bournemouth Prism cards, I believe he's got. Is it Prism? Yeah, Prism. Hit him up, because that means there's one buyer of them in the world. Unless Steve Cook obviously collects the cards, then he might be interested. That might make two. But obviously, it sounds an absolute fantastic venture that you've only just beginning, and it's going to be a long run, no doubt. Like we say, last year we followed LGL Collects, obviously LGL Breaks at the time, his journey throughout breaking. And like I say, we extend our invitation to you guys that more than welcome to come on every 2 to 3 months. We can talk through what's been happening, see the progress as it materializes over time. I think it could be a really good one. So obviously, sir, before we obviously finish with you, because otherwise people at the moment might be looking around, where do I follow these guys? Like, where is everything? Obviously, there is a website as well, but I know it's all can be found from the Instagram page or X or Discord or literally any form of media available is available. So where shall we signpost the lovely gentlemen and ladies and everyone else in the collecting world over to?
I think the best place to signpost everyone to is dub.breaks on Instagram. And from there, you can join our Discord, look at our website for breaks. And I mean, to be fair, we usually post what's left in the breaks anyway. There's always going to be an active link to the Discord. So check the stories and you'll be able to join us on this venture.
And wait, your final message is why you think you should say to people to join the Discord or even follow along and get involved with obviously the new wave of breaks from Dub Breaks.
Well, it's a new venture. We've all got experience in breaking, whether it's been like for me streaming the breaks, doing the whole admin behind it. So you like to think we will do things right, and we've got good principles in place. So as we said earlier, Dub Breaks is by the collector for the collector.
Yeah, like I say, it's going to be an absolute privilege to watch the journey along and obviously help you guys as well along with the journey. But from myself and obviously Harry said he couldn't be here with us tonight, we wish you all the best. But no doubt every single person listening and watching or in hobby wish you to, obviously Charlie as well, the best for the journey going forward. And we really look forward to having you on in the not too distant future, no doubt, to talk all things cars, but also to talk all things Dub Breaks and hopefully a nice one of one, like Freedom Morning or something from first year Chrome. Just we've got to manifest stuff in life. So, but like I say, we wish you all the best. No doubt it's going to be an absolute budding success for you too. And Charlie, of course.
Thank you very much. Pleasure.
Thank you very much, sir. We'll have to get back out to the goal frame soon.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. So if anyone's not listening to this, LGL, can you please find my driver head? But that's a story for another day. Still driverless. So, but obviously a massive thank you yet again as well to Third Down Display, guys, for powering up this episode of Top Loaded Podcast. If you need anything at all, whether it's displaying, breaking needs, or even, as demonstrated here, lovely revealer for if you're opening boxes or even custom stands that are available with... Oh, what is it? Oh, my God, what is it? That's Lamine Mal. Of course, he's showing off the one card he's managed to hit in a box for the last 3 months. But like I say, use TTP10 for 10% off. And there's a link in our bio to go over to their website. But most important as well, down below on this Instagram page, YouTube, Spotify, everywhere, there's a link to everything you need for the guys from Dub Breaks. But most importantly, hope every single person out there who's watching, listening on, whatever you may be doing, hope everyone's staying safe, buying, selling, trading, and all that good jazz. But most importantly, happy hobbying. And good night.